I mean, it's kind of, it's actually not going to have anything to me that's almost got digital or technology or anything in there. It's almost a, you want the word user, you want the, I mean, whether you have user experience, you want the word user, you want, yeah, understanding my end user guru, it's that whole, it wraps so many different things up, it's a very difficult bucket.
So is there a seed, I'm trying to write a seed, the seeds of a principle here, which is something about if you find you're having to talk about service development in terms of functions like your communication, marketing and PR function, or your operations function, or your IT function, you're probably missing the point of thinking more about your user service function, which may not exist. I don't know. Do you see what I'm getting at? Is there something that's happening with this?
And it's, I think it's part of it, and it's quite different from different areas. Maybe some areas don't apply at all, but there's quite a lot of areas where we're doing this for a reason. We're not communicating because we feel like communication. We're not having a website because it's a good idea to have a website. We're offering a service, and the point of the service is for the service itself to be experienced, for the customer's life to be made different in some way. And the test is whether that happens effectively. In order to pass that test, you certainly need some good communications, you certainly need effective IT, you need fulfillment, you need back office processes, you need all of those things to fit together. So I think it's something around user experience success is the bucket.
Very good.